Tomorrow, like I said, we'll get more practical. You may have more practical questions like that, but any questions you're just dying to ask right now, happy to receive maybe a couple of those. I'm going to wait. There we are. Yeah. What do I think of contemporary services and traditional services in the same church? Is it two churches? I'm actually pretty opinionated on that one. I'm not sure you want to open that can of worms. But I think there's, I love my brothers and sisters in Christ who belong to churches with contemporary and traditional churches, and I'm grateful for the partnership in the gospel that I share with my brothers and sisters in Christ in those kinds of churches. And brothers and sisters, if that's you, I love you in the gospel, okay? But I disagree that that is a wise way to proceed for two reasons. One, and this is going to sound crazy strange to you guys, but check this out. I actually believe churches should have one service. Ecclesia means assembly. You have two services, two assemblies, you have two churches. In the biblical terms, I think ideally we have one service. I could talk a lot about that. I won't. So that's the first problem. The second problem is if you're going to have two services, there's things you can do to help maintain the unity. And as soon as you start dividing with contemporary and traditional, I think you're just going to break apart that unity. So I would call it not a sinful way to go, but I would call it an imprudent way to go. Brother, right here. How do you implement change when it's perceived as an attack against people's comfort zones? The main source of change in a congregation, in a church, is through what happens right here in preaching of the word. You don't bring change through the coercive power of the sword, as the state has. You bring change through the declarative power of the gospel and in preaching the Bible. And if you're the pastor, then you have the pulpit. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you have your lectern. If you're just a member of the church, you still have the Bible. And we're calling people to line themselves up with Scripture. Now, yeah, I mean, if you want to get more specific and explain like a certain circumstance to me, you know, we could do that. But in general, change is going to come through the power of the Word. Beginning, middle, and end. Yeah, maybe one more question.
I think what he's saying is in the first message, you laid out the culture and what their events are.
Uh-huh.
And then we see the ideal of uh-huh. what the church is to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a long, slow shepherding process. So I've got a 3-year-old, and I want to act like a 25-year-old, and it just takes time, right? So it's a long, slow shepherding process of teaching the word. Now, there's lots of other little things that go along the way when it comes to, say, certain programmatic matters of membership and discipline. And again, we'll get into that more tomorrow. But if I'm in an individualistic church, I'm going to look at 1 John, you know, I'm going to talk to you about 1 John, and you're going to accept it or you're going to reject it. And maybe today you accept it this much, but tomorrow you accept it this much, and the next day you'll accept that much. And that's how we go. That's how shepherding works, right? Shepherding from the pastors, but also within the church, Ephesians 4, speaking the truth in love. We all build one another up. I'll talk about that tomorrow afternoon, especially. See you tomorrow.